When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The brief history of the wild card series, the winner of game one has won every time in advance to the division series. What do you think of that?
I mean, hopefully we can continue that. We got a tough one tomorrow again. You know, Rodon has been amazing throughout the season. You know, they're obviously going to have their left-hander hitters in the lineup. You know, we got Brian, who likes it here, has pitched well throughout his career, but I expect the game to be just like this one.
Game two tonight. You can catch it on WEEI. Pre-game coverage a little after 5 o'clock. First pitch with Will and Lou and Brooksy. That'll be at 6:08 tonight from the Bronx. Potential elimination game, Keith, tonight.
You know what? I thought the game was a little early to start. I ended up actually really enjoying myself.
It
ended up being really good.
For parents with young children, it all lined up great last night.
It's just chaos when you have different activities and dinner and you got your regular bedtime routine. You're like, I wish the game started later. But then the fact that you were down to like the most intense innings and it was like 8:30, I like that.
Lucas went to bed.
Ended up being pretty great.
Yoshida put him in front.
Yeah.
You get all the victory beers. Good, great point. And, you know, you get all the intense situations from there. So you can catch it tonight on WEEI. We'll talk to Will Fleming, the voice of the Red Sox, high noon here on Jones and Keefe. We got Would You Rathers coming up a little over a half hour from now. Hashtag Dork Minute comes your way in an hour. So stay tuned for all of it with your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to you in a moment. Lottie waiting patiently. But real quick, the matchup tonight. Pitching matchup, drastically favors the Red Sox. Never mind how I think Red Sox, Yankees, the righties, the lefties that we were discussing yesterday and earlier today is advantage Red Sox. Never mind you have the managerial advantage. Never mind they burned through their bullpen last night. You only use Chapman, which is a significant piece to use, but everybody else is up tonight. Bayo's been great against New York this year. 2-1, 189 ERA. Two incredible starts. His last one, not so hot.
Yep.
But his first start, 7 innings, no runs, 8 Ks, win. Second start, 7 innings,
seven!
No runs, 5 Ks, win. Last start, most recent one, is at Fenway.
All right.
It was a loss, 5 innings, 4 earned, 3 homers in that one.
Yeah, but at Yankee Stadium.
And he, at Yankee Stadium, he's been great. Yeah. And he has specifically dominated Judge. Judge is 2 for 21.
Love that.
That's 0.95, no homers, no RBIs. He has walked 8 times. Against Bayo.
All right, well, smart.
But
well,
Judge
that's
has
not, you know, out of the ordinary.
No, that's true. But Judge has, I'm sorry, walked 6 times, 8 Ks. Judge has done nothing against him. Rodon on the other side, ERA approaching 6, 1-2, 5.74 ERA. He has 10 walks in 15 innings. Duran has struggled against him. Rest of the guys have hit him okay. So, yeah, to me, that's another big advantage for the Red Sox tonight. And because you don't have Giolito in Game 3.
Eesh.
And do you a lot of favors if you want to start looking ahead to Toronto this weekend.
You don't have Giolito at all, actually.
What did I say?
At any point. No. You said in the
series.
Have
him in Game 3.
But, like, we found out at all.
Cora's like, it's good news, but we won't have him all October. I'm like, what?
I was like, hold on a second.
That's a roller coaster of a comment.
Also, good news for Bayo. It's a night game. You never know the playoffs.
Great point.
You can mix in a day game here and there.
Great point.
The sun's going to be up when the game starts, though.
Oh, half. That's a good point,
too. 6 o'clock,
though. Earlier start than normal.
Maybe a rough first two innings, and then he walks in.
Good point.
I hadn't considered that.
Me neither.
But you could do more of your traditional routine because maybe he's just not a morning person and then everything gets set. Everything's different, right?
Like, it's all just an hour
difference.
Game's
at one, Brian. You got to kind of get at the ballpark a little earlier. Maybe, I don't know. Whatever it is.
No, it's all just an hour. You got to suggest to him, like Vrabel needs to suggest to the Pats, they start a little earlier.
This
That's
season,
what you got to
do. And it wasn't as bad as it's been in years past, but this season, during the day, Bayo's ERA 3.93, at night 2.71.
Yeah. Advantage Sox.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, here is Boone, who is under fire
Boone
in New
Dogle.
York. Here's Boone after the game last night on what it's going to take for his team tonight in game two.
We're going to show up tomorrow, and I expect us to do pretty well.
Okay.
Based on
good insight there. Red Sox.
We're going to show up tomorrow. All right. I like that.
Good start.
Good mentality. They're going to do pretty well.
Pretty well.
Yeah. Probably not well enough.
You didn't predict a win or anything.
We're going to show up tomorrow, and good. I expect us to do pretty well.
Us to do pretty well. All right.
That is not exactly.
He's like, yep, I'm going to enjoy my last day as Yankee manager.
Not exactly
it
Joe Namath.
Be fun. No.
Not Broadway not. Joe predicting wins.
No. Now, this is set up well. I mean, last night was as intense as it gets, but that is a wild stat that they presented to Cora. Like, since they've gone to this format, the winner of game one has won the series every time. So they went away from the one-game playoff to a three-game wildcard playoff, and yet the one-game winner wins every time anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.